Chapter 1. Introduction. Dreams deferred. Everyone harbors dreams, whether it's owning a luxurious sports car or securing a beautiful second home in a favorite vacation spot. However, for most, these aspirations seem distant and often unattainable, consigned to a future that may never arrive. The introduction sets the stage for challenging this conventional belief by introducing The Secret by Rhonda Byrne, asserting that one can manifest their greatest desires in the present. The opening chapter invites readers into the realm of dreams and aspirations, commonly perceived as distant goals. It challenges this notion by introducing the intriguing concept of realizing one's desires immediately, contrary to the conventional belief that they are postponed to some point in the future. The stage is set for an exploration of the transformative principles outlined in The Secret. Chapter 2. Unveiling the Secret, the Law of Attraction. The Secret is unveiled as the Law of Attraction, where thoughts possess a magnetic quality, drawing similar frequency thoughts and events. The chapter explains the profound idea that everything in one's life is a direct result of their own thoughts. The author introduces a central theme that individuals attract events and circumstances based on the nature of their thoughts. This chapter delves into the core concept of The Secret, the Law of Attraction. It explores the magnetic nature of thoughts, expounding on the idea that the events in one's life are directly influenced by their thoughts. The chapter lays the foundation for understanding how personal thoughts play a pivotal role in shaping experiences. Visualize your thoughts as magnets attracting similar frequencies. The Secret introduces the Law of Attraction, asserting that your life's events are shaped by your thoughts. It proposes that by understanding and applying this law, you can manifest the experiences you desire. Chapter 3. The Author's Journey with The Secret. Narrating Rhonda Byrne's personal struggle, including the loss of her father and challenges in family and work relationships, this chapter unveils her discovery of a century-old book containing fragments of The Secret. It details her inspiring journey to research and create a film based on the principles of The Secret. This chapter unfolds the personal journey of Rhonda Byrne, adding a human touch to the exploration of The Secret. It paints a vivid picture of her challenges, including the loss of a loved one, and how this adversity led her to discover the transformative principles she later shares with the world. The journey of creating a film based on these principles becomes a testament to the potential power of The Secret. Rhonda Byrne's personal journey becomes an inspiring illustration. Facing challenges, she discovers fragments of The Secret in a century-old book, leading her to create a film based on its principles. This chapter highlights the transformative potential of applying The Secret to one's life. Chapter 4. Applying the Law of Attraction, 3 steps. Breaking down the application of the Law of Attraction into 3 main steps, asking, believing, and receiving. This chapter explores the intricacies of each stage. It delves into the importance of clearly defining desires, the challenge of unwavering belief, and the transformative power of acting as if the desired outcomes have already been achieved. Focusing on the practical application of the Law of Attraction, this chapter dissects the process into 3 fundamental steps. It explores the nuances of each step, emphasizing the importance of clarity in defining desires and the challenge of cultivating unwavering belief in their manifestation. Consider Ted, who desires wealth. The chapter explains the 3 steps: asking, clearly defining desires, believing, cultivating unwavering faith, and receiving, acting as if. Ted learns that a specific goal, coupled with belief and aligned actions, can turn his desire for wealth into reality. Chapter 5. Asking, defining desires. Emphasizing the significance of clear and specific definitions when asking for desires, this chapter provides an example of a desire that lacks specificity. It encourages setting specific goals and measurable outcomes for effective manifestation. An in-depth exploration of the 1st step, asking, underscores the need for precision in defining desires. Using a practical example, the chapter illustrates the difference between a vague desire and a specific goal, highlighting the importance of clarity in the manifestation process. Ted's desire to be rich lacks specificity. The chapter emphasizes the importance of clear definitions, encouraging him to set measurable goals. Now, Ted doesn't just wish for wealth, but specifies the exact amount believing he aims to achieve. Power of faith. Diving into the second step of believing, this chapter explores the complexities of fostering faith in the manifestation process. It introduces practical tips to strengthen belief, emphasizing the role of visualization and giving a sense of abundance. Exploring the second step, believing, the chapter delves into the challenges of fostering unwavering faith in the manifestation process. It introduces practical tips to enhance belief, emphasizing the transformative power of visualization and the importance of giving from a mindset of abundance. Ted struggles to believe the universe will grant his request. Visualization and giving from a mindset of abundance become tools to reinforce faith. This chapter guides Ted in cultivating a belief that aligns with his desire for wealth. Chapter 7, Receiving, Acting as If. Detailing the third step, receiving, this chapter emphasizes the transformative power of acting as if the desired outcomes have already been achieved. It clarifies that receiving doesn't necessarily mean material acquisition, but aligning actions with the desired state. This chapter unfolds the final step, receiving, focusing on the transformative power of acting as if the desired outcomes are already a reality. It emphasizes the behavioral aspect of manifestation and reinforces the importance of aligning actions with the desired state. Ted is now encouraged to act as if he's already wealthy. This doesn't mean buying a Ferrari immediately, but considering actions aligned with future wealth, such as exploring insurance costs. The chapter underscores the behavioral aspect of manifesting desires. Chapter 8, Tips and Shortfalls, Navigating the Process. Offering practical tips on effective manifestation and addressing common pitfalls, this chapter introduces concepts such as focusing on positive outcomes rather than negatives, using emotions as indicators of thought patterns, and employing secret shifters to redirect negative thoughts. This chapter provides practical insights and tips to navigate challenges in applying the law of attraction. It addresses common pitfalls and introduces techniques like secret shifters to maintain a positive mindset. The importance of aligning thoughts, words, and actions with desires is explored. The chapter introduces tips like focusing on positive outcomes, using emotions as indicators, and employing secret shifters, like music or happy thoughts, to redirect negativity. Ted learns practical strategies to maintain a positive mindset during his wealth manifestation journey. Chapter 9, Aligning Thoughts, Words, and Actions, a Key Example. Presenting an example from the book, this chapter illustrates the significance of aligning thoughts, words, and actions. It narrates a client's story who struggled with the law of attraction until changing his surroundings to align with his desires, emphasizing the need to be aware of limiting thoughts. Using a real-life example, this chapter illustrates the importance of aligning thoughts, words, and actions in the manifestation process. It delves into a client's experience and how changing his surroundings led to successful manifestation. The chapter emphasizes the awareness of limiting thoughts that may hinder the alignment process. Rhonda shares a client's story about struggling with relationships. Observing the prevalence of paintings with women facing away in his home, she advises him to change them. The client aligns his environment with his desires, leading to successful dating experiences. Chapter 10, Conclusion, Mastering the Secret. Summarizing the key concepts of The Secret and the Law of Attraction, this concluding chapter encourages readers to apply the principles learned for positive transformation. It serves as a call to action, urging individuals to embark on their unique journey toward emotional freedom. In the concluding chapter, the author recaps the essential elements of The Secret and urges readers to apply the principles for personal transformation. It serves as a call to action, inspiring individuals to embrace their journey toward emotional freedom and positive change. The chapter encapsulates the overarching theme of mastering the secret and unlocking its potential for personal growth. Summarizing the key concepts, the conclusion urges readers to apply these principles for positive transformation. It's a call to action, motivating individuals like Ted to embark on a journey of emotional freedom, mastering the secret for personal growth.